Prince has always been a pop star who prides himself on doing the unexpected, and his latest unexpected move is to release a triple album set called Lotus Flower with little advance notice. It consists of two albums of Prince music, plus another disc of Prince songs sung by a protege, singer Bria Valente. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of this sudden avalanche of Prince.
Feel better. Feel good. Feel wonderful. Feel better.
Feel better.
Feel good.
Feel good.
Feel wonderful.
Hey, I can tell by the color of your energy field. You thought this game was over, chemical peel. You tried to do me like my good brother Steve.
I've got another funky trick up my sleeve, Prince sings on that song, one of 21 new tunes plus another 10 created for the singer Bria Valente. All of them are gathered together in an abruptly generous three-disc set. That's almost 3 hours of new music, with songs that range from raucous full-band jams to precise pop songs such as this one called Forever.
If I never get to hold your hand, if I never get to be your man, that's okay, 'cause I got other plans right now. Right now. If I never get to kiss your lips, if I never get to feel your hips close to me, that's okay, I ain't gonna trip.
The third disc in his collection, singer Bria Valente's album called Elixir, is a collection of smooth jams that will sound familiar to anyone who likes the easy listening radio format. As Prince told the Los Angeles Times, "I got sick of waiting for Sade to make a new album." And so, using the thin voice of Valente, he made a slick album that doesn't leave much of a residue. The business aspect of this release is a contrast to Prince's portrayal of himself here as a trippy, party-loving guy. He's selling Lotus Flower at only one retail outlet, Target Stores, and on his website. Prince is still ambivalent about record companies, trying whenever possible to operate as an independent agent, making his money largely from concerts and website music sales. For this triple album, Prince wasn't taking any chances. He chose to showcase his new material by doing a three-night stint on one of TV's most mass-audience, middle American outlets, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. This is the family-friendly Prince, who also opted to keep his profile high in 2007 by playing the Super Bowl halftime concert with no resulting scandal. He's even into covering oldies for the nostalgia crowd, as with this fine cover of Tommy James and the Shondells' old hit, Crimson and Clover. Throughout this collection, the author offers some of his usual vaguely hippie-ish, easily ignored peace and love philosophy on tracks such as Colonized Mind and Dreamer. Since becoming a Jehovah's Witness in 2001, he's dialed back the vulgar language and sexual imagery. He's still mixing James Brown, Jimi Hendrix, and George Clinton's P-Funk with smooth falsetto ballads. The result is Prince music that will either leave you feeling he's still hitting high points or that you'd rather dust off your copies of Dirty Mind and Purple Rain. You can certainly debate his ambition at this point. Me, I like the old, but I'm also really glad I bought the new stuff.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Lotus Flower, the new triple album set by Prince.